Okay. Hi, Christine. So we are in 2024. This is the end of the workshop dedicated to wildlife photography using floating blind. We are in La Dombe in France. And my first question will be, why did you choose to come to that workshop?
I know already, as you know, La Dombe. So I'm very happy to be here. So it's coming home. But why with you? Okay, so not for the region, but why with you? It was Jan who said some years ago, 2-3 years ago, to my husband, Christine has to go with Amar.
Ah.
Because he's a good teacher and she will... So I had some difficulties to leave the family group I was, but there was a reason, anniversary of my husband in their week, and I said no. And then I took your opportunity and I don't regret. On the contrary, Pascal, who is coming, one of my friends, this evening earlier, I tried to convince to change.
Oh.
Because it's, yeah, probably it will be one of your questions, but I will immediately go further. For me, it's enjoying the silence, the harmony of nature, trying to go closer, deeper with your camera, to feel it better. That's one. The opportunities are great. You have a lot of étangs, donc that helps us to have not a situation where there is no action. It's the house. I like the house very much. It's a very comfortable house. We have our own spaces. We can be alone. So excellent. But then on top of it, I like the teaching. And there are several parts of the teaching. It's the content, of course. Then you are a dedicated, motivated, passionate teacher.
Thank you.
You know the skills from teaching. I've done quite some courses as you, how to teach. So I appreciate that. And in that, but it's linked, it's you feel the needs and you work again in the evening, on the afternoon, to come back on the needs,
yes,
and the questions. I exactly did the same on medical stuff internationally. And I do know how hard it is. You are exhausted, but you do. And I think this is rare, more and more hard to find people who are not giving the house, the of course, the food, the opportunity and the enthusiasm. So
okay.
That's what I feel.
Thank you.
That was felt like this by Jan, transferred to my husband, but is above expectations for me.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But my question, next question is, did you improve a little bit your skills?
Not a little bit. I improved. During every day, I felt I was improving. I think I'm an intermediate photographer, not a beginner anymore, intermediate, far from advanced. But it was a lot of information, but it's up to us to choose every day one item to work on it next day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't change ISO auto.
Mm-hmm.
That's I will do. I will do not in this situation because I want to use my own things, but I automatic ISO I will do calmly at home. That's the only one I didn't immediately adapt. Lucky me, you didn't ask. And then if
no,
not,
but
no, it's
you
nothing.
Choose,
no, it's nothing. But for example, I didn't realize, I give one example because otherwise it will take long. Take care that the head or at least the eye is above
the
separation
line. Or the horizon.
Yeah. You can change, but at least to think on it, you see. And there are many other things, little changes that I said, oh yes, it's not because of you, but I felt that immediately from my stomach, from my emotions, that your ideas are great. For example, you felt before you talked about the artificial LED Arctic approach, the abstract. I did it already some time because sometimes you see nothing and I hate to sit and to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So I look for new opportunities. That's the reason why you find new things, no? So I learned new things. For example, never thought that I realized, and stupid, and I will not talk too much, but that was fun. I realized I could do these abstract things when there was wind.
Yep.
But never thought that I can make my own waves.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Sure.
So that is, again, analyzing and translate it to how I can do it, you know. But this helped me to say, hey, you have to go above your own, what you said. This happens, try to understand why, because my why question is very deep in myself, and create. So there are two examples that were fun and, yeah. To review for me the tools, but I will, lucky me, I'm retired, so I have the time to rethink, to go to the notes, to review. Mm-hmm. And I think my progress was, this is my standard today. I went here with you during, but I'm sure I will be there in 2 months.
Oh, that's great.
Sure.
And you have the videos.
Yeah.
And the podcast.
And I will use them. So I will go back, forward. Yes. And what I have, since I'm retired, I do quite some webinars. It's not the same. We know by education, it's not the same. You need webinar, interaction. The both are good. But in interaction, I have my notebook. And it will be always noted which webinar was much better for me than another. The reason why, you see? And I think I will immediately, at home after a good sleep, next week write down what were my wow moments in the field, but also from you, what you gave us in passion and what I felt, hey, don't lose these ideas, because if I don't work immediately,
yes,
I'm lost.
If you procrastinate,
exactly,
it's done.
Yeah.
So yes.
And that will be in my hand.
That's great, Well, thank you. So, last question, Christine. If you want, Bert is the name of your husband.
Yeah.
What will you say to Bert about the best moment you had during the week? Just one, if you have one.
Today.
No?
It's today.
Oh, today, okay.
You can't believe we were in the middle of the swans. And they started there.
What was the pond?
Grand Marais.
Ah.
So, we were totally too late for the sun because there was some discussion that was not funny. I didn't like the discussion. But anyway, we were too late. So I had to pump up the mood of Johan. And I felt also frustrated. So we started in an extremely negative mood. Yeah, later. It has not to be recorded. But then, you know, you have to go in the water and you have to switch off and you have to be. What happened? Bad luck, no mist, not good sunrise because we were far too late to have the momentum or the right things. 1 hour, nothing. The flowers not open. And then suddenly we were surrounded by the swans.
How many?
15, 16.
Ah!
We in the middle of them. On distance like that, on the border of the...
They flew to you? Or this
partly, swan? There were some who came in slowly. They didn't, because we were standing always on this. We didn't move. They surrounded us. Then in the corner, there is already a clear territorium for two. This one, the male, was very clear, came in. But others were looking for partners. Can you understand their noise? It was like a song.
Really?
I was regretting at my 600.
Did you do a video or something?
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay.
And Johan has his 100, so I couldn't. I had my 600. So when they came in, go out, contra light, we had the time to have four big moments. So you could choose low key, high key.
Wow.
Everything. Blue light, I did blue light. I will never forget.
Wow.
It was for two reasons. Johan was very upset and sad. I tell you later. I was unhappy we were too late because I knew I had to be earlier there. I was not unhappy because there was no mist. It's like this. Going in the water with two people, I had to be careful that one is not getting the other more deep negative. In the water, trying to say, no, now it's the momentum. We will see. And having this big event, I said to Johan, I have 7 years in the dome. I have beautiful things like my control light. You saw it perhaps with the stills. I have I had first prize for that in Le Havre. This is the best ever I had in the
dome. Wow, but 50 to 60
16.
16.
Yeah,
okay.
I had to count.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
They were singing.
And singing.
Wow.
So I felt suddenly with the lelies coming open at the end, therefore it was hard to leave because mm-hmm. it was negative flow, it was not a good term. And just
wow.
In the last hour, everything happened. It's hard. Emotionally, it was hard to leave.
Wow.
You see? So that was not only because I had to call Bedford to guide him because he was quite ill this week, to guide him with his tablets. And so I had to separate from you and to do the call. And I said, I was crying.
Ah.
I was crying. So, this you can't believe. So it was already said to him.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Christine.
Oh.